I can't pronounce your last name. Keo?
Yeah, it's Keo. It's Keo Masipe.
Masipe.
Hey, Keo, yes. Masipe, and welcome to the show, the only black pro dancer on Dancing with the Stars. And the new series starts Monday. How they treating you at Dancing with the Stars? How they treating the brother over at Dancing with the Stars?
They treating the brother very well.
They should, because
you're very good. You just don't last that long. And I don't normally say that to a black man, but you don't.
Are we on air right now?
Yes, we are on the air right now.
Did she just say that? Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I'm a big fan, Keo, but dang, you get partners and
Lolo Jones, first week. First off, yeah. Shaka, first off. You lasted a little bit with Charlotte McKinney. You lasted three. And this year you got Jody Sweetin from Full House.
Yes, Fuller House.
And
Fuller House.
No, that's the new one.
That's the name of it.
Full House and Fuller House is the updated show. So how's it looking for Jody?
Jody's doing very good, honestly. Like, she came to the room, and as soon as I saw her, I just went crazy. I was like,
because you were a Full House fan.
Yeah, I was like, this is it, you know. And then I held her, and then she was screaming. She was like, yes, Keo, yes. And then she like jumped on top of me, and then I spanned her, and I held her to dance with her, just for like our first meet. And then she would like her movement and her body transition to like turning and stuff. And I was like, yep, this is it.
So yep. Not so much with Lolo and Shaka, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you think you don't last so long? I can't believe I asked that question.
I don't know. People don't vote.
How many hours do you all practice?
Yeah.
For the first week of the season, it's like 4 hours every day. We rehearse like six days and then one day off.
And you participate in other dancing because you have gone so early, then you come back and do a lot of the other dance. You can't tell that I'm a fan of the show, Keo, I know. But you do come back and perform for the other dances as you go through the season.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go further.
Yes, you are.
I'm working extra double, triple hard. I'm still dancing with my partner, obviously, and I'm also doing like the opening numbers of the show. You know, if we have an artist on the show, I'll perform with that. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. It's definitely like mentally demanding and physically demanding the show. Very good.
How does a guy from South Africa become a champion Latin and ballroom dancer?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. Well, I started playing soccer first when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And then I did soccer for my dad because he was a soccer player back home, back in the days. And then I didn't really enjoy it, honestly. And then my mom didn't like seeing me every time I come home dirty and, you know, spitting sweat and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Like, she has to do laundry every day. And she's like, can you try something else? I was like, okay. Then I tried dancing. And then I was like, dancing took my heart because the way the discipline with the dancing, that took me. I was like, this is for me. This is who I am, you know. This is for me. And then the respect that it had for other people. And, you know, the lead and follow between a man and a woman. That, for me, I was like, yes, you know, the respect that you have for women and stuff. And my culture is all about the respect for other people and, you know, the respect for women. Women comes first, you know. So dancing did that for me. And I was like, you know what, I'm so young and I'm just going to go with this sport. And then I fell in love with it. Like, by 8 years old, I was like, this is going to be my life.
You went into it by 8 years old, huh? Wow.
And oh, yeah. Dad, the soccer player, was okay with that.
But, like, I was still playing soccer a little bit, and then I stopped. I was like, you know, I just, because everything was so expensive, you know, dancing and soccer. Dancing, super expensive. Like, it's super expensive.
It is expensive.
Like, the costumes, the shoes, the, you know, everything, the lessons, the dance lessons, everything, the teaching is expensive. Wow. So I was like, I just got to do one thing. And I fell in love with dancing. And I was like, Dad, I'm just going to fall in love with dancing. And then he was upset for a while because he didn't understand, like, in South Africa, because dancing was not, like, a big sport, I will make a career out of it. And while soccer, you can make a career out of it in South Africa because it's a huge sport in South Africa. And he was like, why are you doing dancing and stuff? And I'm like, I mean, I love it and stuff. So I pushed through. I pushed. I hustled. You know, I worked in casinos. I did this.
You're going to go far. You're 26 years old. I'm telling you.
Yep.
That's Keo from Dancing with the Stars. The new season premieres on Monday. And he's hooked up with Jody Sweetin, Fuller House. Good luck, man. We're pulling for you.
Thank you.